from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And the first human case of a disease in Allegheny County has been reported. It is spelled P-O-W-A-S-S-A-N. It's a virus and a tick-borne disease that spread to people via a infected black-legged tick. And joining us is entomologist Dr. Chad Gore. Doc, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
And as you know, we've been plagued by ticks in this region for a long time, and they've proliferated. Nobody knows exactly why, but can you explain exactly what a black-legged tick is, where it comes from?
Yeah, the black-legged tick, it's also referred to as the deer tick. So that's Ixodes scapularis for us insect nerds out there, or bug nerds. So the black-legged tick is just a very common tick that we have around here. Any hunter out there is well aware of the black-legged tick, so they probably run into them quite a bit when they're out in the woods. So this is also the vector for Lyme disease, which is really one of the biggest risks that we have with the black-legged tick.
Dr. Gore, in terms of the two diseases that we're discussing this morning, you just mentioned the more common Lyme disease, and now this other one that Larry's brought up. How common are they in humans?
Well, certainly the Powassan virus is pretty rare. If I remember correctly, there was less than 50 cases last year, kind of approaching 50 cases throughout the U.S. It's one of the reportable tick vector diseases. But Lyme disease certainly is much more common. Just in Pennsylvania, there were 16,000 cases last year, or at least lab-reported cases. So the risk is certainly much greater with Lyme disease, and there's a little bit of a difference between them as well. The Powassan virus, as the name says, it's a virus, it's an arbovirus, whereas Lyme disease it comes from a bacteria.
And in this case, Allegheny County has put out the first human identified here as a child. And what are the symptoms that people are getting when they receive a tick bite, just in general?
Yeah, I mean, just a tick bite. Everybody reacts differently to bites of all kinds. Some people will not react at all to bites. Others will have your typical raised, inflamed area of the bite, itchiness and so forth that's associated with it. So everybody's going to react differently. You can't determine what kind of bite it came from, really, unless you see the culprit in the act of it.
I would imagine that, you know, like myself, you know, you're always checking your legs. You're always looking around when you're out in any grass or any wooded area. Why do you suppose that Western Pennsylvania is so plagued by these ticks?
Well, I mean, we've Western Pennsylvania has a lot of wooded areas, a lot of parks, a lot of places that people like to frequent. It's great, you know, it's great to be outside in Western Pennsylvania. You know, those are the kind of environments that these kind of ticks proliferate. You know, they are associated with rodents and other small mammals during certain periods of their time, of their life cycle, and then associated with deer as well in the latter part of their life cycle. So, you know, and we've got a lot of deer as well. So they do pretty well with that whole life cycle.
Doctor, I understand, if I get this correctly, one of the best ways a tick can make it to your leg or your clothing is from a higher blade of grass.
Yeah, so what happens with the tick is that it crawls up this blade of grass, and it does this behavior called questing. So basically, it's got these little organs on their forelegs that detect carbon dioxide. So they'll go to the top of the blade of grass. They'll kind of wave around their forelegs, trying to sense the carbon dioxide. And then when something passes along and maybe brushes that blade of grass, they'll grasp onto it. So that's why we recommend people to stay out of the tall grasses and so forth, mow grasses in your property to keep them low. Not only does this help with keeping them from climbing these tall grasses, but also, too, it creates a microenvironment that's much more dry for the ticks, and it's a little bit more hostile to them.
And we've talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson, a veterinarian, about some ideas of, if you're going to go out, some ways to repel ticks. Also, we advise you to check out those. And before you go, Doc, real quick, what happened to spotter and lantern flies? So I don't think we've seen as many as we did last season, or are they just moved around to different areas?
Yeah, so what we've seen is kind of what we're seeing in the eastern part of the state, where we have a bit of a wave of spotted lantern flies. So I think we're also seeing that on a more local level as well. So I know I'm getting quite a lot in my area. So I think the experiences are going to be a little bit different depending on where you're at in our area. But it's also still a little early in the season. Just wait until the weather starts to cool down a little bit. Then we might start seeing them coming more to the to houses and buildings to maybe try to get to those warmer sides of the buildings and escape some of the cold.
Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. Always appreciate your input, Doc. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Coming up next, we're going to take you to AccuWeather's headquarters, check on our weekend forecast and Tropical Storm Ernesto.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.